Day 8. My teenage daughter asked the other day if in heaven we'll just sing praise to God the whole time. I laughed and answered something like, "Yes, and love every minute of it." She laughed with a sincere smile. Even at her age, she can imagine the happiness overload that will accompany being in His presence. I believe we'll be in total awe and wonder, bursting with joy as we stand before the Almighty God in heaven. Peter quotes this psalm written by King David on the day of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit came over the apostles, and they spoke in different languages so the whole crowd could understand them. Then Peter, as their spokesman, preaches the first salvation message recorded for all time. He boldly explains what Jesus' death and risen life did for all people, that He bridged the gap between God and man. In fact, the Messiah provided a joy King David could only hope for when he wrote this verse, one that Peter realized Jesus had provided as promised. In the Old Testament, God was still everywhere, in all things, holding all things together. But He couldn't meet with us, a sin-stained people, like He could once Jesus had conquered death. Because of Jesus and the pouring of the Holy Spirit into our hearts, when we claim Jesus' free gift of salvation, we are filled, literally, with His presence. What joy! Are you lacking joy in your life? Do your days feel dull and on repeat? Then pray for God to help you tap into His presence. As you seek Him, He'll leave a joy, no matter what's going on around you, in place of your lackluster days.